I'm Kathy Richardson, and welcome to Mobile Matters. I'm here with Brad Martin for a second program about someone we recently met, Katie Blake.
And yet we've never met her.
We haven't.
We haven't met her. But we did do a phone interview with her last week. If you missed it, just to bring you up to speed very quickly, Katie was in a diving accident. She had no health insurance. She shattered her cervical spine and had to have rehab. She's had 4 weeks of inpatient rehab, and now she's doing outpatient therapy. She wants to do the inpatient thing again. She thinks it'll be more helpful. We tend to agree. And so now she's realizing that if she's going to do that, she's got to raise her own money. And that's where we were last week, and we decided we wanted to do a follow-up story. I had intended for it to be a part of the program. It was so good. It's the whole program. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss a minute of this.
And this is the story not only of Katie, but of social networking and Facebook and how much can happen in 1 week.
Exactly. It's been very powerful for me. I've gotten personally involved beyond doing this interview, and it's been very rewarding and a whole lot of fun. Joining us on the phone again from Pascagoula, Mississippi, welcome back to the program, is Katie Blake.
And I'd like to ask you, Katie, what has been going on for you this week?
Well, the Southern Belle T-shirt fundraiser has really taken off. I know we have at least 150 orders already, and that's just people who have told us, you know, how many shirts they have sold. But I know there's a bunch of businesses here in Pascagoula that have posted flyers and order forms selling the T-shirts. So that's been a huge accomplishment this week. That's really, really gone above and beyond anything I ever imagined.
I mean, let's talk about chronologically what happened. We recorded the interview with you last Friday and aired on Saturday, and then I got involved on a more personal level in that I started working with the person who's helping with the fundraiser, and we put together a web page. That all started because you were having trouble with PayPal, and I said, "Oh, I can help you with that." And then we were trying to figure out how to distribute the order forms, and I said, "Well, I can help with that." And it blew into a full-blown resource page, which I had to dust off my HTML skills to learn to do. That all happened on Saturday. By Sunday, we were seeing so much activity, I couldn't believe it. And every day, it's just kind of grown. Now, when we talked to you on Friday, you had over 1,100 Facebook fans. Have you looked at it lately?
Yes, I looked at it a few minutes ago, and I'm up to 1,614.
And I just saw 1,615 after that. So it's going up, and that was, again, we're recording on a Friday, so by the time you hear this on the air, it will probably be even higher. And let's tell everybody again, the Facebook page is facebook.com/rehabforkatie, and there you can find access to everything that we've been talking about. And there have been some other things that have been going on with you outside of the Facebook page, correct?
Right. Supposedly, I'm supposed to have a little bit more media coverage. Mississippi Press and the Sun-Herald may possibly be covering my story, along with WOLX, and Biloxi is doing a story on how social media has affected you personally, and I contacted them, and they responded back saying they would like to have me on that segment. That's in the the week of May 25th, that is supposed to air. So,
and that's the local TV station, for those of you who don't know WLOX. So you're getting some television coverage out of this. This is good.
Right.
I'd like to go back a little bit, though, for those who may be listening right now who don't have the original story. But Katie Blake, the young lady we're talking to right now, had a diving accident about 10 months ago and was in the position where she needed rehab in order to walk again. And Katie, that is your goal. You are going to walk again.
Absolutely.
And there have been some developments on that front as well, correct?
Right. Yesterday, you know, one thing about state programs is that you would think, you know, in this situation, if I sign up with the head program, you know, 2011, look at all the technology we have. You would think signing up with the one program, it would filter into all the other departments that it's related to. We found out very early on this is not the case. You have to individually call, you know, each service and department that you want help from. Well, yesterday I had a mentor who I consider to be my mentor at Methodist Rehab send out an email on my behalf to the Disability Rights of Mississippi. And they contacted me and informed me of a waiver program. What the waiver program is it qualifies me to have a personal care attendant somebody who would come to my home and help my mother with taking care of me. But also, once I get the waiver, I once again have full Medicaid benefits. And once I have full Medicaid benefits, that will allow me another 30 days of inpatient rehab come July.
Well, that certainly is something that we didn't expect last week. So that's
exactly.
Some good news. Unfortunately, there is that whole July thing. So you've still got to wait another, 2.5 months.
Right.
And you know what they say, the waiting is the hardest part.
Exactly.
But also, you were saying to me that 4 weeks is still, you're going to need more time than that.
Exactly.
And that's why we're still doing what we're doing here.
Yes, I'm hoping, along with the 30 days with the money that's being raised, I'll get to go maybe an additional couple of weeks or, anything would be excellent. Any extra time would be fantastic.
Right, so. Because you can't underestimate the power of that kind of intensive therapy that you can only get inpatient.
Right, and the first thing, going back, it's not even going to be concentrating on walking. The first thing I need to learn how to do will be transfer myself. So,
mm-hmm.
Walking is still a far way.
Yeah, you're going to need time on that, and that's why this fundraiser is all these different fundraisers. And there's also talk of an event, correct?
Right. A band, local band here called Now or Never, contacted me and asked me about possibly doing a band benefit at a bar here called Thunder's Tavern the weekend of May 14th. And so he said he already had about 3 or 4 bands signed up to do that, so I'm just waiting on more details before I really officially announce it on the Facebook page. But, that would be amazing,
And so there are all kinds of things going on, and it's just happening so fast. If you had told me a week ago that, because I don't know if I've told you, but I can check the statistics of the order forms and that kind of thing, and you're saying you've heard from people that about 150 shirts have been sold. I can see that over 300 order forms have been downloaded, and of those, at least 125 of them are group order forms meant to help people sell multiple shirts to multiple people. So these numbers are bigger than you realize, but they will continue to grow with the help of listeners and people who find out about this sort of thing. So I want to give the address of the resource page in case there's somebody who's not on Facebook and still wants to have information, because from the resource page now you can see Katie's YouTube video, which you did do a YouTube video this week too.
I finally did my YouTube video. It took quite a few times to do it. It's a lot harder to just talk into the camera, at least for me personally, than I thought it would be. And of course, when you watch the video, you can see that we had to splice it up a little bit. And hopefully this weekend my brother was able to edit it for me, and I hope to come out with a kind of a bloopers video, because that was the really funny part, was just how many takes it actually took for me to get that, minute and 40 seconds. It probably took about 30 minutes of actual footage to get that.
Well, Katie, I think a lot of people may not realize, we haven't mentioned it during this program. We spoke to you last week, but the reason you are having to literally spearhead the fundraising efforts for your own rehabilitation, or at least most of it, is because you didn't have insurance at the time that you had the accident.
Correct. I had insurance my entire life prior to the 10 months before, when my mom was on Medicare and couldn't afford the insurance payments anymore.
And this is why it has gotten to this, and that's not the purpose of this conversation today, because you have the most amazing attitude, and yet we all know there are other people in the situation like this. So we hope that through the social networking campaign on Facebook, if you see anything on your Facebook page, or if you'd like to learn what Katie Blake is doing as a result of her accident, trying to get herself help through help of others. And this is what's very gratifying, I think. And Brad and I, this is definitely a learning curve for me.
And for me, I mean, I, as I said, I haven't done web pages in so long, and it's all changed. And I had to figure out, okay, how am I going to put a Facebook button and a Twitter button on this page? I've never done this before. So it's been very educational for me. And that's the thing, Katie, you don't realize how your actions can trigger different things for different people, and how you see it as people helping you, but it can go both ways. And, you know, through doing all of this, it's been very gratifying for me to work on these pages for you, because things have been a little bit turbulent around here lately, and I'll leave it at that. But to say that, you know, it's been good to have something to really feel good about, and it's been so much fun to check in on your progress every day and see what's going on. I hope more people will do that. And of course, the easiest way to look it up is on Facebook, facebook.com/rehabforkatie. You can also go to the resource page, which is rehabforkatie.formyfriends, formyfriends. .org, and that's all one word. And it's also available if you actually look at WHIL's Twitter feed. We've posted it there. So twitter.com/WHILFM. There are so many places you can find this information, and we want to get it out there, because it's been a lot of fun, and it certainly is hopefully helping you in a big way as well.
And also, Brad, if you out there are listening are a Twitter person, or rather than a Facebook person, you could go to Rehab for Katie as a Facebook page, but you can link to the resource page and tweet it on your account, and then retweet it if anybody gets it, just to retweet it to mm-hmm. everybody.
Yeah, because there's an automatic Twitter button on the page, on the resource page for that.
And again, the name of that website is?
It's Rehab for Katie, and it's spelled K-A-T-Y, formyfriends.org.
And now back to Facebook, because this has been pretty amazing to see. What you have is immediately, Katie, about how long did it take after you decided to do this that you started to see response?
Oh, by the first day, definitely. I did it last Tuesday morning, and within the first hour, I had 100 followers on there.
When I signed on Tuesday night, there were 552.
About to say, my goal was just, you know, I thought maybe 500 would probably be about the cutoff. You know, I thought maybe with all my friends, you know, would definitely sign up for it. But I didn't think it would be anything like it is today. And I definitely didn't expect, you know, the fundraisers or the benefits to come out of it. You know, really, I just wanted to spread my story, hoping that the right organization would see it, or, you know, the right person would see it.
But the fact is, with social media, once that ball rolls, I said it last week, once that ball rolls, it's hard to make it stop, and you never know where it's going to end up. It's a very windy road, but it's been a good one.
Absolutely, and it was so amazing the first day. You know, I would check my news feed of all my friends, and just to see my name and my link, you know, over and over and over again, I had to pinch myself just to realize I wasn't dreaming, and it was really happening. And, you know, I wonder what took me so long to do this.
Katie, I have a question for you that I wanted to ask last week, and we ran out of time, and so I want to ask it now. In terms of the whole experience, from the accident to the YouTube video and everything in between, and this is, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what's the hardest thing that has happened, or what's been the hardest thing about the whole experience, and what's been the most rewarding?
The hardest thing probably was just kind of losing my independence, because that's something I've always really held on to. I moved out on my own when I was 18, and I've worked since I was 14, and, you know, I've held a job and paid my rent and, you know, took care of myself. So having to ask people to do stuff for me, you know, was really hard. And I was always, you know, saying thank you and I'm sorry I have to ask. And people, you know, my family said, Katie, you know, you got to stop saying that. So that was definitely the hardest thing, was losing my independence. The most rewarding thing, you know, there have been a lot of rewarding things coming from this accident. I find myself, you know, closer to my family, closer to God. I've kind of realized, you know, friends who I haven't spoken to in years have come out and have been my best friends since the accident. You know, I really realize who's going to be there for me. And I've learned a lot about myself through this process as well. And a lot about, you know, what I want to do with the rest of my life. You know, before I was really kind of confused as to what career path I wanted to do or what God wanted me to do. And you know, now I know without a doubt that I want to help people with their disabilities.
Well, that answers that. And, I can relate to your hardest part as a blind person, having to ask people to drive you places and go and pick up things or whatever. I mean, I can go, but I have to get someone to go with me a lot of times, especially in a city like Mobile that doesn't have, you know, the kind of transit that they have in places like D.C. or in Toronto, Canada, whatnot. So I get that. But I do think you're right. I think that when you are faced with something like this, that you certainly see people in a very true light, and you see who you really find out. What's really gratifying to watch this develop for you is how many people want to do something and want to help and be a part of it.
Right, and that's something that's, you know, really touched my heart, is the people who I've never met who are leaving comments, you know, saying, I've never met you, but, you know, you inspire me, and I'm praying for you. And it's just, you know, sometimes you wonder about today's society, but seeing comments like that really restores your faith in it.
Yeah, there is definitely a lot of response there, and it's been fun as a spectator to kind of watch that develop as well. I have to tell you that.
And there are a lot of people who have very open hearts, and I think hearing your story, we spoke to someone just a few minutes before starting this interview, and she said, please send me the link. I want to know more. That happens all the time, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
It does, and I know our office manager is ordering a t-shirt, by the way.
Oh, that's amazing. Steve, you would have told me 11 months ago that I would be an inspiration to somebody, I probably just would have laughed, you know, before the accident. But, you know, since the get-go, I knew there were only two ways to deal with this. I could either sulk about it and, you know, be upset all the time, or I could try to make it better, you know, make the best out of a bad situation, which is what you have to do. And, you know, you have to learn to look at things from a different perspective, because since the accident, that is one thing I've definitely learned. You know, it's all about perspective. And when you think or things are so bad, you just look at it a different way and you realize it's not a big deal at all.
But that's a lot. That takes a lot of maturity on your part, and it says a lot about you at such a young age to be able to think in those terms.
Right. That's one thing, you know, I see people on Facebook kind of complaining about, you know, school or work. And, you know, one day, months ago, I put, you know, I think it's a status. I said, you know, I would love to have to complain about school or work. You know, you don't realize how lucky you really are until you look at it from a different perspective.
It's all about perspective.
Well, I think your attitude is one of the reasons why people say you inspire them, because of what you're going through, and yet having that attitude. And the saying on your t-shirt is a very nice design. And did you design that yourself, by the way?
No, I wish I did, but no, the Southern Belle artist did that.
And the saying on it is?
When life puts you in a tough situation, don't say why me, say try me.
But that kind of says it. I think that's why. Do you have an idea of why people say you inspire them?
I hope it's because of my attitude. You know, from day one, I remember them telling me, you know, I would be in ICU and I would just smile all the time. And, you know, at the time I thought maybe it was just because of the crazy drugs they were giving me. But, you know, I never really, of course, you know, I'm human like everybody, and I've had my bad days and I've cried about it, but you know, by the end of the day, I realize, you know, I may not know the reason this happened yet, but there is one. And, you know, I said the other day, I think I said it in my blog yesterday, I wouldn't change a thing. You know, that may sound crazy to somebody to hear that I wouldn't go back and, you know, not have this accident happen to me, but I wouldn't know half of the things I know about myself now if I did. So I really wouldn't change the whole thing about this accident, except for maybe having insurance.
Well,
that part I would change.
I've heard that other people who have gone through severe illness and a lot of hardships say they're glad it happened to them, or they wouldn't change a thing. And, you know, that always makes you stop and think, how could that be?
But no, I get it, because I've told people I'm not sure that I would change the fact that I'm blind. And they think I'm crazy for that too, but it's made me the person that I am. And I don't think it certainly has its inconveniences, no doubt, but I think that it has developed me into the person that I am. So I get it. I totally get where you're coming from on that.
Right.
Well, we've done it again, y'all. We've done an entire show, without even thinking. Katie, that just says how much of a good interview you are.
Oh.
You know, the fact that we were able to do two full episodes on your story. And we'll keep people posted on your progress, but they really need to sign on to your Facebook page or the resource page. And, you know, your blog is linked to from there. Your YouTube video is linked to. Your YouTube channel is linked to from there. So all of that can be found from Facebook and from the rehabforkatie.formyfriends.org. Or facebook.com/rehabforkatie. Remember that Katie is spelled K-A-T-Y. We hope you check it out.
And I'd like to also, for those who are just learning about Katie, because everyone learns every day, you might see something or hear something. So if you're listening to Mobile Matters and hearing about Katie's story and you'd like to know more, you can also, for a while, send us email at news@whil.org, and we can give you all those links. That is news@whil.org. I'm Kathy Richardson. I'm here with Brad Martin, and we're talking to Katie Blake. I was going to say, Katie, thank you for being here. And I mean that in every possible way. Thank you for being here and being an inspiration in all that you're going through.
Well, it's been my pleasure to be on the show, and I really do appreciate you helping me spread my story.
If there's anybody who can think of a way, another way where we can spread this story, please let us know, either through news@whil.org or Brad, you can repeat those websites.
Well, I was going to say, and the interview that we did last week is on the resource page, and this one will go up too. So if you missed any part of it, go to the resource page. Again, it's rehabforkatie, K-A-T-Y, .formyfriends.org. And that is friends, plural. And it is all one word. And if you can't get the link, if you want to email us, we'll be happy to send it to you. The Facebook page is facebook.com/rehabforkatie. It all links back in a circle. So whichever way you come at it, you can find everything from one place or the other.
Well, thanks again, Katie, so much. And what are your plans for the upcoming week?
Well, I have actually Monday, I go back to Methodist Rehab for a doctor's appointment. I'm kind of excited about that, hoping maybe I can hide myself in a closet and they won't notice, and I can just stay there without them really knowing I'm there. And of course, I have my outpatient therapy over in Ocean Springs 3 times a week as well, and hoping to celebrate Easter weekend with my family.
Well, we wish you a very happy Easter, and also pass on our very best wishes to your doctors and to all of your rehab folks. We appreciate what they're doing.
You know, this week has just been crazy. I talked to one of my friends last night and said, you know, I just can't believe all this has happened. And, you know, it's just...
Well, you made it happen, so you better believe it.
It just seems like each day is a new adventure. And, you know, I guess a couple of weeks ago, I was kind of in a funk about everything. And, you know, it's just been a complete 180 on how I look at everything. And it's really just kind of brought hope back to my life. So it's just been wonderful. And, you know, I've cried many times just because of the comments people have said to me, and, you know, I can't even sum up how amazing it's really been.
And, Brad, I think we can both agree that this journey truly has been amazing so far, and we will update everyone about the progress of Katie Blake. Rehab for Katie is our mission, and she is an incredible person.
Absolutely, and it's been fun for me, as I said before, because I never thought I would get so heavily involved in something so quickly, and it's just been moving at lightning speed, and we hope that it certainly continues for her.
So again, Rehab for Katie.
You can look it up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/rehabforkatie. That's the easiest way to find it. You can even find it that way through Google. You can also go to the longer address, rehabforkatie.formyfriends.org. And if you need that information and you can't find it, just email us at news@whil.org. We'll get that information to you as well.
And if you can think of other ways that we can help spread this word and this story, please let us know. We'd be very happy to hear from you. And we thank you for listening to 91.3 WHIL. This is Mobile Matters. I'm Kathy Richardson. This program is a public affairs presentation of 91.3 WHIL.